USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says a quick and strong economic rebound is underway after getting some really good news this morning. The government is reporting businesses added 2.5 million jobs last month when most experts were fearing a big loss. The president says the best is yet to come.
The numbers are great, and this leads us on to a long period of growth. We'll go back to having the greatest economy anywhere in the world, nothing close. And I think we're going to have a very good upcoming few months.
Minneapolis Councilman Jeremiah Ellison and the son of Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison is vowing to dismantle the city's police department following the death of George Floyd. Jeremiah Ellison saying how we need to dramatically rethink how to approach public safety and emergency response. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the number of coronavirus cases declines, more people are feeling comfortable getting on an airplane. American Airlines has started boosting the number of flights out of their Dallas hub to meet demand. Paul Hartsharn with the Association of Professional Flight Attendants says there needs to be more federally mandated safety measures that include sanitizing after every flight. He tells NBC News,
back before this happened, you would see a heavy cleaning at night, but in between flights, you would see people scamper on and quickly pick up the visible trash, right? Well, that world has changed.
A tropical depression is taking aim for the United States. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Tropical depression Cristobal is picking up speed heading towards the U.S. Gulf states, and while now a depression that's expected to turn into a tropical storm sometime in mid-weekend when it will reach the U.S. and could hit Texas or Louisiana with fierce winds, flooding rain, high surf, and storm surge.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump says we need to be tough on violent protesters, riots, and looting. The president speaking at the White House says the National Guard is ready.
I hope they also use our National Guard. Call me. We'll be ready for them so fast their heads will spin. We did it in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, who were incredible. They were ripping that place apart. I love it. We had such success there.
The NBA has come to an agreement for the restart of their season. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
The NBA took a major step toward getting back on the court with the league's Board of Governors, approving a 22-team format, restarting the league season next month at the Disney campus near Orlando, Florida. The vote was 29-1, with the Portland Trailblazers casting the dissenting vote. Teams would arrive in Disney around July 7th, play an 8-game slate of games starting July 31st at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. All teams will stay, practice, and play at Disney, and the NBA Finals, which would have started Thursday if not for the coronavirus, will stretch into October. The 8-game slate, it's unclear if they'll be classified as regular season games, will help determine the playoff seeding. From there, the league could have a play-in tournament for the final spot in the Eastern and Western Conference postseason fields.
Still no word, though, when baseball will be back, as they're still trying to work out an agreement between the owners and players. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.